Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, why do you think the RMT union are so concerned?
I don't know, actually. You'll have to ask them.
Well, I did, and I didn't quite get it.
Okay, there's something called a safe work leader, which is taking over the role of looking after works on the track. And as far as I know, it seems like a sensible idea, but I can't get my head around what their objection is.
Well, I'm trying to get my head around it. I did speak to someone from the RMT, and I couldn't quite. They seem to suggested that there had been several near misses because of this new system, and the only thing that stopped people being injured or killed was the secondary backup system. Does that make sense to you? Have I said, you know, a language
well,
you understand?
To some extent, there's, I can't remember what they call it, is another acronym, COS, which is another sort of a safety worker on the line who's supervising safety, and that's still in place. That's an old system.
Yeah.
And this is all being trialled in the East Midlands. So it's a pilot scheme. So hopefully, you know, the whole point of a pilot scheme is you try something out, you learn the lessons, and then you improve it.
Yeah. I don't know how much you know about this new system. In your opinion, is it safe?
Well, I mean, the railways certainly are safe at the moment. It's been 15 years, isn't it? And we have one of the safest railways in Europe, if not the safest. Rail travel is safer than it has ever been. It's now, I think, 8 years since the last passenger died on a train, which is, you know, better than it's ever been on Britain's railways. So I think, you know, the lessons of Hatfield have been learned, I think. And, you know, I'm very happy to travel on a train and feel very safe doing so.
Is there any more? There must always be room for improvement, though, when it comes to safety.
Oh, inevitably, yeah. You know, I mean, there's always mechanical error and human error, mechanical failure and human error. And it's what's important, really, is that we learn the lessons when things do go wrong. You know, sadly, when it came to Hatfield, we had to relearn the lessons because, you know, corners were cut because profits were put ahead of safety. And we learnt that lesson the hard way. And I think things have improved. Clearly, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, you know, and we have a safe railway. And as long as we continue to sort of learn from those near misses and as long as we don't have to relearn those lessons, I think everything will be fine.
I like travelling by train. I don't do it very often because it's half expensive, isn't it?
Well, it can be. It's one of the things we campaign for is, you know, cheaper fares on the railway. But if you're prepared to book in advance, you can get some outrageous bargains. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, personally, you know, you won't be surprised to learn that I enjoy travelling by train as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a commuter. I'm more of an occasional traveller. And it's great, yeah. And it's safe and it's environmentally friendly. So what's not to like? But, yeah, book in advance because, you know, sadly, if you want to just turn up and go, we do have some of the most expensive fares in Europe.
Which is a shame. Bruce, listen, I appreciate your thoughts this morning. Thank you. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.